Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. This week we're talking about pioneer players, people who try to use the church or the Christian message to legitimize otherwise wrong or criminal actions. We talked about the mafia using the Catholic Church and now being excommunicated because of that kind of thing. And today we're talking about the story from the Bible, from the book of Acts, about a man named Simon who had been a magician, who encountered the message of Jesus Christ from Philip, one of the early Christian leaders, and decided he himself would be converted. He was baptized, but then things started to fall apart. I alluded to that yesterday, but we didn't get to hear that part of the story. So the story continues as I read a little bit from the book of Acts, what happened next with Simon. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." Well, this is where Simon's true colors are revealed. Here's this guy who's just joined the Christian movement, a movement that's supposed to be known for its generosity, for its sacrifice, for its honesty, for all the things that Jesus stood for. Now, he's new to it. I admit that I give him a little credit, that he's new, he hasn't had a lot of time to learn, even though he's been around Philip, he's been following him around, listening to him preach about the gospel, the kingdom of God, but it seems like, even though he has repented of sin, there is still a part of him that is still in his old way of life, that hasn't been fully transformed, or at least fully submitted to Jesus' transformation through the Holy Spirit. Because what happens is he wants to pay to become an apostle, essentially. Because the Samaritans have just become followers of Jesus, the apostles aren't quite sure what to do. So far, only Jews have been becoming Christians. And so when Samaritans, who have some Jewish history but have melded with other people groups and have kind of developed a religion of their own with ties to Judaism, when they become Christians, the apostles say, okay, we need to send a couple of our apostles, including Peter, sort of the head of the group, to go and see what's happening here, to see if this is a legitimate action of the Holy Spirit or if this is something that we need to stop. So they get there, they lay hands on those who've been baptized, and indeed the Holy Spirit somehow makes himself apparent in this moment in a way that reveals to the apostles that this is a real move of God, these are real Christians, let's run with it. The problem is when Simon sees this and returns to his old life as a magician. Now probably when he was a magician, learning other people's tricks was something you paid for. If you wanted to know how this person, you know, appeared to heal somebody, or how this person, made a crowd amazed and in wonder such that they paid him to help them in some way, you know, you can imagine how a magician would make money in those days, tricking people into giving him money to do all these things that they thought were benefiting them. So when he sees somebody doing something he can't explain, the apostles come, they lay hands on these new converts, and suddenly the Holy Spirit does incredible things that confirm for everybody this is for real. Simon's magician side clicks on and he says, "I want to do that too. Think of the money I could make. Think of how I could amaze people and impress people if I was like the apostles. What's it going to cost me?" You see, at that moment, Simon fundamentally misunderstands the movement he's just joined. Being a follower of Jesus is about following Jesus, not telling Jesus where to go. It's about submitting ourselves to God, to God's action through the Holy Spirit in our lives, transforming us from the inside out. It's not about trying to use God for our own purposes and get ahead. It is about being used by God. Simon gets it totally backwards at this moment. It's clear that although he's made a profession of faith and he's been baptized, he hasn't actually changed his heart. And that's how Peter diagnoses it. He says to Simon, your heart hasn't changed. Your heart is not right before God. There is wickedness in you. He goes over the top almost with these adjectives to describe how depraved Simon is. And he says, repent while you still can. Change your ways. That's what repent means. Turn a new direction. Stop this trying to use God to advance your magic career. Stop seeing the Holy Spirit as a potential business partner. Repent. Submit. The reaction from the apostles is powerful and swift, and Peter goes right to the core. He says, this isn't just an issue with your outer actions. It wasn't just, you know, you made an honest mistake and misunderstood something. Peter apparently identifies that there is a problem at Simon's heart. He has not fully submitted his heart to the good news of Jesus Christ and to the Holy Spirit's transformation. So this wasn't that that Simon was a pretend Christian. The Bible clearly says he became a follower of Jesus, he was baptized, he believed. And it also wasn't just an honest mistake where he misunderstood something and could move on. There was a real problem with his heart not having been submitted to Jesus Christ. And so he needs to repent. Well, we'll see tomorrow what Peter says he needs to do and how Simon reacts. But for now, I've got a question for you to think about to try and understand what we've read today. What did Simon's actions truly reveal about his heart? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.